after 9, let's call a meeting on order.
Here.
Here.
Hugh.
Present.
Soler.
Here.
Sexton.
Here.
Cagle.
Here.
Hoer.
Present. We need approval of the agenda.
So moved, Carter.
Second, Soler.
Been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? Need approval of the minutes for the previous meeting.
So moved.
Second, Carter.
Okay, any discussion on the minutes? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed? We got any public participation?
Nope.
Okay, we got a presentation from outside entity.
None.
None?
Nope.
Communication from the board. Seeing we'll go into new business with that county engineer.
The county and motor fuel, county and township motor fuel tax claims for March of 2025. Need a motion to approve them and place them on file.
So moved, Carter.
Second, Sexton.
Discussion. Seeing all in favor say aye.
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 Anyone opposed?
All right, item B is a resolution awarding the contract for pavement striping of various county highways. And we also do some municipal and township work in this pavement striping as well. You've got a copy of the amended resolution with the low bidder of Varsity Striping and Construction shown on the resolution. Their total bid was $171,288.46. You've got a copy of the, it's over here. Got a copy of the bid tabulation there. You see that the total bid is 21.8% under our engineer's estimate. Single bidder, always is a single bidder pretty much. We did have another company take out a proposal but didn't provide a bid. But Varsity Striping is a local contractor, female-owned business enterprise, do a great job. And since they're local, they generally can't get beat because they do the work when they have time, basically. We don't make them come and do all the roads at one shot. They'll do it when they have a crew that's, you know, in town and available, so they'll take care of it throughout the summer. And we generally restripe our roadways about every other year unless there's some reason to do it more often than that because we have some paint that wore out quicker than it should. But I would ask for your approval of the award to Varsity Striping and Construction Company.
So moved, Sexton.
Second, Hugh.
Questions? Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
The next bid is a resolution awarding of a contract for the furnishing and spreading of the bituminous materials for 2025 maintenance on road districts and county highways. This is our bid letting on April 8th where we take bids for the seal coat work. Basically, this is the oil that all the townships use to maintain their roadways. The county does get some oil as well because we do some seal coats on some of our roads. And again, a single bidder because we have a local contractor. Obviously, it's tough to beat a local contractor when you got to put down this many gallons of oil and have some contractor travel in from out of state or out of the county to do the work. So Ileana Construction is the low bidder. They're part of Open Road Paving, part of Champagne Asphalt, that whole conglomerate. They've been doing the work for the 20 years that I've been here, and probably before that as well. But their total bid of $3,795,215 was 1.8% below our engineer's estimate. And I've also provided a spreadsheet here that kind of shows the 2025 costs versus historical costs from 2019. Obviously, things have gone up considerably since 2019, but since last year's bid, the prices are up a little bit, you know, 3 cents, a nickel, somewhere in that neighborhood, some of them not at all. And actually, if you look at the FOB, which is the next resolution, that means that we go get the oil at the plant. That price hasn't increased at all from 2023, 2024, and 2025. So that tells you that the oil prices haven't necessarily increased. It's the labor to actually spray the oil on the roadway that's increased over the last couple of years. So I would ask for your approval of that resolution awarding that contract to Ileana Construction Company.
I'll move, Sullard.
Second, Carter.
Open for discussion. No discussion. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
And the bill wants you out of town. Next, of course.
And then the next one is just the getting the oil from the plant. The county and the township use this basically to do our patching on our roads. We got a spray patcher that we use to do some pothole filling and so forth, and the townships have those as well. So this isn't a large quantity, only 9,000 gallons. From Emulsicoat, which is right down here on University Avenue. That's where all the oil comes from that Ileana puts on the roadways as well. But the bid was $2.55 for the emulsion oil. Our estimate was $2.60, so it's 1.92% below what we had estimated. And I would ask for your approval of that resolution to award that to Emulsicoat.
So moved, Sexton.
Second. Carter.
So for discussion. Do you help the cities with their potholes?
No. We don't have that much time.
You can kind of think about it.
It'd be a full-time crew.
Do they have that much material?
Yeah. They've got a fancy pothole filler where the tube actually comes over the cab of the truck and they can run it remotely from inside the truck, whereas ours is manual behind the truck pulling a trailer. But yeah, they got a few potholes out there, no
yeah,
doubt about
and
it.
And they're not utilizing their trucks.
I was told they were going to fix it.
Is there a way too that with this though they can like stamp it down a little bit so people don't have to do that with their cars? That's what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
They're out there blocking traffic more when they do that though. So
the spray patch doesn't, it sticks, it adheres. There's no tamping it down. But if they put cold mix in the hole, I think they just roll it with their tires of their truck, to be honest with you. I mean, that's what we do. If we have a pothole that's big enough where you have to put cold mix in it, we roll over it with the truck tire a couple of times to tamp it down. But the spray patch, it's messy because it's basically a contraption that mixes oil and rock and it sprays it out that hose. Mm-hmm. And it sticks to the road, or it's supposed to stick to the road.
And to everybody's car, it dries over top until it gets tamped down.
Yeah. Well, the bigger potholes, filling them with cold mix is a temporary measure. You know, it really is, especially if they have any dampness in them or it's still springtime and it's still spongy underneath there. It's not going to stick until things firm up and, you know, summer gets here. you can do more of a permanent patch on top of it.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
Okay, item E is a petition requesting resolution approving appropriation of funds from the County Bridge Fund for Hensley Township. They've got a box culvert just north of the rising elevator on Rising Road. You can see it there on your map. It's 1940s age, and the state, after we sent in our last bridge inspection, came out and did a load restriction inspection and decided that that box needed to be load restricted, which is hampering, obviously, the ability for grain trucks to get to that rising elevator coming off of 150. So we're trying to get this project moving as quickly as possible. We're estimating roughly $300,000. This is a big box. It's actually considered a bridge because it's over 20 feet in length along the roadway. So it's not a typical little box culvert. So we've already met with a consultant to get some plans going to get that replaced. I don't suspect we'll get it done this year because of all the processes that we have to go through to make that happen. But this is appropriating the money so we can get rolling on that project and hopefully get it replaced next spring or summer. $300,000 from Hensley Township. And this will be a township bridge program job, so the monies will come from the state for the township bridge program. So Hensley probably won't have much that they'll have to pay on this type of project. But this just says that they're prepared to pay 50% of the local cost, whatever that comes out to be.
Do we still have to pay a percentage of it?
Do we? So the Township Bridge Program in August of 2024, it used to be that the Township Bridge Program paid 80% of the replacement of bridges on township roads, and then the county would pay 10%, and the township would pay 10%. Now they passed a new law that came into effect August 4th, where we can use 100% township bridge funds to replace bridges. So if we have enough money in the Township Bridge Program coffers, we can pay up to 100% of the replacement of the cost. Some townships, we still may do the 80-10-10 thing if we have enough need out there where we can't afford to replace it with 100% money. So it just kind of depends when we get to the actual construction where the monies lay and what we have in the different pots of money, basically. But we anticipate trying to do this one at 100%.
Do we need a motion?
I move, Sully.
Second, Sexton.
Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
And item F is a petition requesting resolution approving appropriation of funds for Pasodum Township. They've got a much smaller box culvert that is not considered a bridge. It's where that little sunshine thing is there on the 700 East Road, just south and east of Sadorus. It needs to be replaced. What size? Did we already size that one?
Yes. 10 by 3.
10 by 3 box culvert. So in these types of projects where it's not an actual bridge, we don't have the ability to use Township Bridge Program money because it's not, doesn't meet the letter of the law for it being a bridge because it's only 10 by 3, you said? It's not 20 feet. So these are actually split 50-50 between the township and the county through our county bridge fund. So this one will be roughly $25,000 to the county, $25,000 to Pasodum. So I would ask for your approval of that petition and resolution as well.
So moved, Carter.
Second, Sexton.
It is moved and second. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Anyone opposed?
That's all I have.
Okay, we can go into other business. We don't have any other business. Don't have a deciding officer's report. Designated consent agenda items. Do you have any?
All of them, B, C, D, E, and F. Should all be on the consent agenda, 100% vote by the committee.
Is there any other business to come before the committee? Seeing now, we're done.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Look, you should have told your ride to wait in the parking lot. She in the car? Or did she go back?
She told me to be about 15 minutes. No more than that. I told her to be about 15 minutes.
Okay, don't go too far now, don't go too far.
Jeff, for the stuff that, the bridge that the pre-work, we talked about that.